This morning I want to share with you a message that actually the very first time I ever preached it was at this church. I wrote it for One Church Perth. And Paul and I and Trish were having coffee 2 days ago, 3 days, I can't remember when it was, Friday? Yeah, okay, Friday morning. And Paul said, I'd like you to do that message again. So the first time I did it, I think it was the leadership team as opposed to the whole congregation. So those of you that are on the leadership team, you get to hear it again. But at least you have the benefit of knowing it's your message. And then for the rest of you, I guess this is your first time with it. So I'd like you to open your Bibles to the 4th chapter of John. And I'm just going to make my standard plug that I always make about these matters. And that is, if you don't have an old-fashioned analog Bible with paper pages, it doesn't need a leather cover, but it does need paper pages, you should get one. I have noticed in my travels that people who have real, honest-to-goodness Bibles, not just electronic ones, I mean, I have them on my iPad, I have them on my phone, just like everyone else, and that's convenient on an airplane or, you know, when you're on a train or something and you want to, you know, look at the Word of God quickly, but you get far more out of a real, live, honest-to-goodness Bible. I don't know exactly why that works that way, but it is true. And, you know, you can write your notes in the margin and things like that. I know all the electronic Bibles all have the software, so you can highlight a verse and put some text in there and so forth. But at the end of the day, it's just not the same. And I can tell you, I've had a number of conversations with everybody from Bill Johnson to Larry Randolph about this, and pretty much everybody I've talked with is unanimous in this perspective. So just a thought, if you want to grow in your walk with Christ and you don't have an honest-to-goodness Bible, go get one. Again, it doesn't need to be leather-bound. You could probably get one for $10. Probably the Bible Society would give you one. But Trish said, we will give you one. There you go. You don't even need to go very far. All right, so open whatever Bible you have. Hopefully people aren't feeling guilty if all they have is electronic. John chapter 4, verse 1. Now when Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was making and baptizing more disciples than John the Baptist, although Jesus himself did not baptize, but only his disciples, he left Judea and departed again for Galilee, and he had to pass through Samaria. So he came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the field that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. It was about the 6th hour, meaning high noon. A woman from Samaria came to draw water, and Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink," for his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said to him, "Sir, you have nothing with which to draw water, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and his livestock." And Jesus said to her, "Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water, welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water." Jesus said to her, "Go, call your husband and come here." The woman answered him, "I have no husband." And Jesus said to her, "You are right in saying I have no husband, for you have had 5 husbands, and the one you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true." The woman said to him, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, but you say that in Jerusalem is the place where people ought to worship." Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." The woman said to him, I know that Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. Just then his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman, but no one said, What do you seek? Or why are you talking with her? So the woman left her water jar and went away to town and said to the people, Come see a man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? And they went out of the town and were coming to him. Meanwhile, the disciples were urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples said to one another, Has anyone brought him something to eat? And Jesus said to them, My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? Look, I tell you, lift up your eyes and see that the fields are already white for harvest. Already the one who reaps is receiving wages and gathering fruit for eternal life, so that the sower and the reaper may rejoice together. For here the saying holds true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor. Many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days, and many more believed because of his word. They said to the woman, It is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world. And after 2 days, he departed for Galilee. This is the word of the Lord.